Brazil, what do you think love is?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Love is a four-letter word that begins with L and ends with E.
Of course. And?
Okay. So love is a feeling that you get maybe in your heart when you feel a very strong feeling for someone. You care about them and you want to be with them a lot. You want to do nice things for them. Maybe have a family with them or be a part of their family. It's a great feeling.
Right. But do you still remember the subtitle?
I do. Mm-hmm. The key to understanding is to walk in someone else's shoes. So remember, if you want to know what someone is thinking or what they mean, you have to try to see it like they see it. Live like they live.
还记得我们的副标题吗？就是谅解的关键呢，就是站在别人的角度去为他想一想。But what does this sentence have to do with our story?
Well, I think we're going to find out in today's reading. So let's take a look at today's reading.
First love, first lesson. Reading A.
Jennifer felt really bad. Tessa and her mom had even phoned the police. She hadn't realized that she made them worry so much. On her way home, she thought about how to say sorry to her mom, but she wasn't sure she had the courage. She also wanted to see Josh again. Jennifer felt so confused.
Hey, for the mother, 我不见了 Where's my cat?
Well, I have to phone the police now.
Jenny, don't worry. Remember, I said I would take care of your cat.
All right.
Oh, so silly. You were out of town, and I said I'd take care of it.
我都忘了，将心比心。So I believe Tessa and Jennifer's mother were very worried.
Yes, they were very worried. And Jennifer, she felt really bad about it, right? Tessa and her mom had even phoned the police. So she really made them worry. Now when you worry, well, it means that you're thinking about something and you think maybe something bad has happened. So it makes you feel a little uncomfortable.Because you don't know what has happened, so you're worried.
Worry 呢这个字它是动词它是担心的意思。那另外我们刚刚也看到 realize 呢它也是动词它是了解到或者是意识到的意思。那这个字它的形容词是 real, 它是真实的。
So she realized that she had done something wrong, which he made them worry. That was nice of her. But we also see, of course,that she wanted to see Josh again. So even though she feels bad about making her mom and her best friend worry, she still wants to see Josh. That's going to be important for our story. But let's move on here. So on her way home, she was thinking about this, that she made her mom worry, and she decided she wanted to say sorry to her mom, but she wasn't sure how. Now, when you're on your way to some place,and you do something, like think about how you want to say you're sorry, well, this means that you're doing it at the same time, while you're going to that place, while you're on your way.
这边呢我们来看到一个片语就是 on one's way to 某个地方就是去某个地方的路上。比方说呢我去学校的路上遇到一个老朋友你就可以说 on my way to school, I met an old friend.On my way to school, I met an old friend. 好，这边呢，我们要注意的是，如果呢，你要去的地方是 here, there, 或是 home 的话，我们会直接把 to 这个省略掉。比方说呢，你就会说 on my way home, 你不会说 on my way to home.
Now, of course, she was on her way home, and she was thinking of this, but she didn't have the courage. She wasn't sure that she had the courage. Now, courage...Well, this is when you have a very strong feeling that you can do something. You're not afraid at all. So by saying that she thought maybe she didn't, she wasn't sure if she had courage, it means that she was a little afraid of saying sorry to her mom. She didn't know if she could.
这边呢 courage 呢它是名词就是勇气的意思 Have the courage 就是有勇气 那你可以说 have the courage to do something, 就是有去做某件事情的勇气。现在这边呢 Jennifer didn't have the courage to say sorry to her mom, right?
Yeah, she didn't have the courage to do that at all. And she felt confused, we see in the reading. And when you're confused, well, this means that you don't really know what to do or what is happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you see something and you try to understand it, but you just can't because in your head, it doesn't make sense. You don't understand, so you feel confused.
Right. Confused 呢，它是一个动词，就是使困惑的意思。不过在这边呢，我们看到是 confused, 是它的形容词，就是困惑的。那这边呢 ,Jennifer 觉得很 confused, 她觉得好困惑。Okay, anyway, well, Bill, I have a question to ask you. I know you are good at math. Could you please help me to do this, math problem?
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is easy. Okay, so this number plus this number minus this number times this number, all of that, and then you take...
Hold on. I'm more confused now.
That's easy. This plus this times this minus this, all of that minus...
No, I'm still confused. Maybe let's go back to Jennifer's story now.
Okay, we'll do this later.
Okay,
well, in Jennifer's story here, we're going to find out after the break whether or not she finds the courage, whether she feels that strong feeling so that she can say she's sorry to her mom and her best friend. And if she gets to see Josh again.
Right.我们来休息过后再来看看 Jennifer 的故事，看看她到底呢会不会跟她妈妈说道歉，以及她跟 Tessa 还有 Josh 之间会发生什么事呢？休息一下。
First love, first lesson.Reading B.
When Jennifer got home, she said, Mom, I'm sorry. She wanted to explain, but she just started crying. Her mom hugged her softly. That's okay, but I was scared. Just try to put yourself in my shoes, said her mom. Jennifer then knew that falling in love is part of growing up.But being responsible is just as important.
Oh, Bill, you are late again.
I'm so sorry, but I can explain.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there was...a car that hit another car,
mm-hmm.
and there was this lady that was hurt, and...You don't believe me, do you? I just forgot my watch. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well,
so,
in our reading here, Jennifer gets home and she says that she wanted to explain to her mother what happened. She says, but Mom, I'm sorry. But then she starts crying.
Right.
Okay. Well, when you explain something, you tell what happened and why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it just means you talk about it.So the other person understands. So just like I was trying to explain to you why I was late, Jennifer wants to explain to her mom what she was doing the night before.
Explain 呢这个字它是动词，是解释的意思。这边呢 ,Jennifer 想要跟妈妈解释，可是呢却 started crying, 却开始哭了。这里呢我们看到 start 这个字。Start 呢它是动词它是开始的意思。那它的用法你可以说 start to do something, 或是 start doing something 都可以。举例来讲你说我早上七点钟开始读书你可以说 I start to study at 7 in the morning, 或者是你也可以说 I start studying at 7 in the morning, 都可以的。
Well, Jennifer started crying even though she wanted to say she was sorry. She couldn't though.But her mother was very nice. She hugged her softly, and she said, that's okay. So she means, I understand. But then her mom says, I was scared. Now here, it's a kind of a different sort of being scared. Because sometimes when we use this word, it means you're afraid, like of a monster or something. Well, there were no monsters here. Jennifer's mom was afraid that something bad might have happened to Jennifer. I mean, she didn't know where she was, and it was very late, so she was scared.
Scared 呢，它是形容词，是害怕的的意思。我们知道 Jennifer 前天晚上呢，到一点钟还没有回家。当然了，妈妈除了担心以外，也很害怕。害怕呢，她遇到了什么危险的事情？
So her mom was scared. That's why she says to Jennifer, just try to put yourself in my shoes. Now you remember in our subtitle, it said the key to understanding is to walk in someone else's shoes. We said that means that you have to live like someone else so you understand what they feel. Well, here it is. Jennifer's mom is telling her to try and do that.Think about how I must feel, she says to Jennifer. That's why I was scared. And she says that by saying, put yourself in my shoes.
这边呢 put yourself in my shoes. 字面上的意思呢是把你自己呢放到我的鞋子里面来看看。那其实呢他就说你站在我的立场想想看，为我想想看，想一下我的感受。像这边呢 Jennifer 和她的妈妈呢其实是非常担心的，因为到一点钟 Jennifer 都还没有回家。所以呢他希望 Jennifer 可以替他想一想 put yourself in my shoes, 看看我当天晚上到底会有多担心多害怕。
And then we find out that Jennifer is going to learn a lesson here, right? She then knew that falling in love is part of growing up. Now, here we have the whole point to our story. When you fall in love, of course, it means you first begin to love somebody.We use the word fall because it's like that feeling of falling. It's a strong feeling. So when you do this, you begin to grow up. And here it just means getting older and learning about life.
Fall 呢它是一个动词是跌落的意思。它的三态是 fall, fell, fallen. 那这边呢说 fall in love, 跌落到爱里面其实就是陷入爱河谈恋爱的意思。那它这边说呢谈恋爱呢是 part of growing up.是成长的一部分。那 grow up 它就是一个动词片语，成长的意思。
Well, that wasn't the only lesson that she learned, right? She also learned that being responsible is just as important. When you're responsible, it means that you do the things that you should do, that people expect you to do. So here, it's a good lesson that she learned, that you have to be responsible.
Right.这边呢 responsible 是形容词，就是有责任感的，有责任的。他这边说呢，那个谈恋爱呢是成长的一部分，那你也要学习呢有责任感 ，be responsible。
Well, you know what the responsible thing is now for us?
Oh, it's word power time.
That's right, it's word power time. Word power.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to remember. We had an introduction. We taught the lesson. And now, I'm so confused. What do we do now?
Oh, word power time.
Word
power.
Word power. Right. Of course. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
All right.You were ready before, weren't you? My fault. Okay. First word power word is courage. Courage.
Courage, 名词勇气的意思。
You showed a lot of courage by saving this girl.
哇，你救的那个女孩子展现了非常多的勇气，非常勇敢。
Good job.
Right.
Next word is confused. Confused.
Confused, 形容词困惑的意思。
There were so many different buses that I got confused.
有这么多不同的公车，我都觉得非常的困惑。
That happens to me sometimes in Taipei. Next word is explain. Explain.
Explain, 动词解释。
I didn't mean to break the vase. Please let me explain.
哎呦，我不是故意打破那个花瓶的，你让我解释一下。
He better explain, right? Alright, the last word is...Responsible. Responsible.
Responsible, 形容词有责任感的。
Bruce is a responsible student. He always does his homework.
Wow, Bruce 呢是一个有责任感的学生，他总是会做他的作业。
Good job, Bruce. We have a few more things for you. Please don't go away. In mind. Hello, everybody. Jonathan, start to talk. The show has started.
不是说你先说的吗？ But anyways, 我觉得你犯了一个文法错误。I think Clayton made a mistake.
No, what did I do?
You said start to talk. I think it should be start talking.
Yeah, but Jonathan, with start, you can say it both ways. Start to talk or start talking.
Oh, 是这样吗?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 所以 Clayton 说两者都可。不管你要用 start to the, 还是你要用 start the ing, they are the same.
Okay, so now we know I didn't make a mistake. What did you want to say?
We don't have much time. Maybe we should start saying goodbye.
So Bill, what do you think is growing up?
Well, there's falling in love and mm-hmm. being responsible,
right.
like we learned today,
mm-hmm.
and also getting gray hair.
Oh, yes, gray hair. So that's part of growing up too.
Yeah, it just means I'm getting smarter.
Yes, and wiser.
Yes.Well, we need to review today's lesson, so let's do that now. Did you hear how smart?
First love. First lesson.
Jennifer felt really bad. Tessa and her mom had even phoned the police. She hadn't realized that she made them worry so much. On her way home, she thought about how to say sorry to her mom, but she wasn't sure she had the courage. She also wanted to see Josh again. Jennifer felt so confused. When Jennifer got home, she said, "Mom, I'm sorry." She wanted to explain, but she just started crying.Her mom hugged her softly. "That's okay, but I was scared. Just try to put yourself in my shoes," said her mom. Jennifer then knew that falling in love is part of growing up, but being responsible is just as important.
Time. Okay, Denny, mm-hmm. today's review time game is hard.
Mm-hmm, really?
No, not really. It's a fill in the blank. So I'll read three questions, say the word blank, you put the correct word in.
好，我们今天的 review time 呢要做的是填充题。等一下 Bill 呢会帮我们念这个句子，然后空出一个字，你就从我们今天学到的单词里面呢找一个最合适的放进去。
Okay, ready for the first one?
Yes.
All right. Dora is only 12 years old, but she's very blank.
Dora is only 12 years old. 她现在才12岁,可是她非常的 responsible,
对,
责任感的。
Right. It's interesting because she's so young. Second one, I don't have enough blank to jump into the cold water.
我没有足够的 courage, 勇气。跳进这个冷水里面。
Right, that makes sense. You have to feel strong if you want to get into cold water. And the last one, the game looks difficult. Could you blank the rules?
这个比赛看起来有点难。可不可以请你 explain, 解释这个 rules, 规则?
Right, help me to understand them.
Right.
Good job. We have a couple more things for you. Again, please don't go away. Mm.
living phrases.
So, can you let my little brother join the basketball team?
Sorry, I can't.
Why not? You're the coach.
Put yourself in my shoes. He's too short.
But he's my brother, and basketball is his life.
I know. But put yourself in my shoes. He's slow, too.
Fine. I will put myself in your shoes.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. And now I'm the new basketball coach. You just watch the game.
Just for fun.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. Today is just for fun, and we're going to be talking about interesting animals. But first, let's find out who's in the studio to talk about them.
Hello, listeners. I'm Angie.
And I'm Matt, and today is February 24th, and we're going to be talking about a big animal. We're talking about the panda bear. And, of course, the panda is that black and white bear that we often see. Well, I only see them at the zoo, but I guess if you lived in the jungle, you would see them there as well, eating bamboo or leaves. Well, pandas are really big, as we all know, but today we're learning something different about these big creatures.
Yes, we are. Usually when we see pandas, they are in the zoo, and we have a lot of different ideas about pandas, like they're cuddly, and they usually come from China. But did you know, at birth, a panda is smaller than a mouse?
So you mean when a panda is born, it's only as small as a mouse?
Yeah, that's very small, and you wouldn't guess because pandas can actually be quite big in their adult years.
They certainly can. That's amazing that they start life so small, and then they can grow to be so big. I bet the mice are very jealous of pandas because they're born small and they remain small. But the pandas, on the other hand, they grow 100 times, maybe even more, because we all know an adult panda is very big.
I have to say, Matt, I really like panda bears. They seem so cuddly and sweet. But I have to admit, if I had a chance to be in a cage with a panda, I would probably not do it. Because I hear they are also very fierce animals.
Yeah, I agree. I would rather be in a cage with a baby panda because I think I could take care of a mouse. But a panda bear? Ooh, that's scary. Well, listeners, I hope you learned something about today's animal, the panda, because it's something I didn't know, and I'm sure you didn't. But maybe you did. Who knows? Either way, everybody knows now, and we've had lots of fun on Just for Fun.